Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review. And in today's episode, I have the movie that's trending number 5 on Netflix, as of this recording anyway. It's a German mystery thriller horror called The Privilege. Now, this one, it was not in my queue before it came out this week, so I decided to go into this one completely blind. I didn't even read what this one was about. I just took a peek at the runtime to make sure I was mentally prepared in case it was a really long movie. And this one clocks in at, an hour 47, which is just a little above that sweet spot for this, category of movie anyway. Oh, one other thing I checked was if it had a dub or if it was subtitles. And for my new listeners, I prefer to watch the, original language and, just read the subtitles. But I recognize most people don't do this. They prefer the dub. So what I do is I'll watch the dub, but I'll also have the subtitles on just to make sure I'm not missing any of the dialogue as it was intended. Now, with that out of the way, what is this one about? Well, this kid, Finn, is playing video games. His parents are leaving with his twin sister. They're going off somewhere to some function and leaves him in the care of his older sister. Spoiler free, but some freaky stuff happens and Max and his sister get in the car and they run away from whatever was going on back there. But suddenly she stops, makes him get out of the car on the bridge. Spoiler free, not going to talk about that. But then we flash forward and he's a teenager in counseling. And he's getting medication, and he's dealing with his trauma from everything that happened that night all those years ago. Now, his parents seem supportive, but he wakes one night, and his parents have guests over, and they're doing some sort of weird ceremony with his sister. And that's where I'm going to stop. From there, he is trying to decipher what's real and what's in his head and to get people to believe him. And he wants to also figure out what's the deal with his sister and what was really going on and if it was really going on. And, just try to wrap his mind around everything. Now, what did the pros think? Well, there were only 2 scores posted. So, and they were on opposite ends. One person gave it an 8.5 out of 10, and the other person gave it a 1.5 out of 4. And there was no audience scores on that rotten scale. So, I will be the first. So what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. Well, the sort of positives, I guess, because this is really a strange mix of things. It's a conspiracy, supernatural, thriller, family, trauma, cult, aliens, maybe? there was even some nice old lady nudity and a strange threesome that just came out of nowhere. To kind of make things even stranger. I mean, I just didn't get the mix of this. But just when I thought I had a handle on what I thought this movie was, they were throwing another element. And it just kept me on my toes and guessing. And in that sense, I really didn't know what lane they were going to lean into. So I give them credit for that. They really went for it. I mean, they had a lot of ideas, and they just threw them all in there. And some of it actually works. I did enjoy this, seance exorcism scene they had right before the third act, which was interesting. But we got to get to these negatives. Now, you guys know I like original stuff, but this one is just all over the place. There's really no coherent plot to follow here. And watching this, I thought there were, plot holes. Then I thought they were just forgetting what they just introduced 5 minutes ago. But then I realized they were just abandoning ideas. It's kind of like they started the movie with one guy, one idea, and then they kept changing writers every 10 minutes. So the guy would keep a little bit of the ideas from the guy that was writing it before, and then he would introduce his own ideas into the mix. And so on until they get back to the first guy who would bring his ideas back and only add a little bit in. It was just, like I said, a confusing mix of stuff. The third act is supposed to bring all these ideas together for that final climax. There was literally 18 minutes left in this movie, and they were still introducing new stuff. The ending didn't resolve anything, and I literally burst out in laughter when the credits started rolling. I was like, it always surprises me. It just surprises me what actually ends up getting made. The special effects were subpar, even for, you know, this kind of a budget. The acting was bad, you know, the dub was horrible. But I want to talk about the dialogue for a second. I mean, the dub and the subtitles matched up perfectly. So I wasn't sure if that's what they actually wrote, or if this was the translation. Because if that's what they wrote, and there's just no way these lines could have sounded good or made any sense no matter who was saying them. I mean, there's no acting these lines into being good. Anyway, I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Now, I can say I got enjoyment out of it just for the sheer ridiculousness of everything that went on in this movie. But yeah, this one's bad. I give it a 25% on the Rotten scale. It was original, and it did keep me guessing, so I'll give them that. Original in the sense that they put so many elements in from different bits and pieces of things that you just didn't know what they were going to do next. But yeah, that's not necessarily good if you don't bring it all together. There's so many unfinished ideas and questions that they just never get around to or get back around to. And they had the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to like end the movie like, yep, we nailed this one. And I couldn't stop laughing. That's why I just laughed so hard at the end. If you watch this and you see how it ends, you're like, really? You guys ended it like that? Like, this was your ultimate idea. But anyway. So, yeah, this is a definite skip. Like I said, unless you want to try to follow all the ridiculous stuff, maybe you'll get something more out of it than I did. That would be amazing. And if you do, definitely let me know in the comments. Let me know if I'm way off. And we can engage in a dialogue on this one. But yeah, only watch this one for the ridiculous plot. And if you want a good laugh, if you want to watch a good movie, I suggest you go elsewhere. Now, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out the Facebook. Check out the Instagram. Same names. You know, I drop all the links there. Also, check out the TikTok. I will be doing my Monday movie recommendations over there, and you won't find them on the podcast, so you got to go subscribe if you want those recommendations. But yeah, I'm going to be back again real soon. I got another movie locked and loaded. I just need to write the review. And yeah, it's actually something that came out this weekend. And no, I'll spoil it for you now. It's not the love story. I know it's Valentine's Day weekend, but yeah, I wasn't forced to watch that, that love one. But anyway, let me close it out right here. I am being long-winded. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate the support. Appreciate all my new subscribers. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.